Good morning, everyone. My name is Natasha Ingman. You're listening to Church Girl Rehab. I am your host for this podcast. I hope that you guys have been enjoying the series Going Home. Today is another segment in that series. I'm just so grateful for all of you that are listening. Those who have come up and talked to me about the series, I really appreciate it. It does warm my heart when I hear that it is helping people either find forgiveness for the church or, I don't know, just move on into a new season. And that makes me so happy that the Lord is using me in that way. Because again, this isn't about me. This isn't about anything that's truly gone on in my past. It's just sharing it with you guys and sharing my heart and this season that I'm in to help others, for me, try and help the church the best way that I know how, which is just being me and being honest and talking about things. So thank you again for listening. I appreciate your time. I will always appreciate your time on clicking that listen button. Today, we'll do a little recap of Sunday because I said that I was going to keep you guys updated on what's going on with me and my journey back into church after being gone for about 4 years. So we'll do a little recap on that and then we will get into today's podcast. Today's a little bit different. I'm not recording in my normal manner. So forgive me, if something, you hear something in the background or whatnot. I am a new mama, so sometimes I don't get to record the way I want to, and my son, you'll hear him. He's a talker too. But so Sunday, guys, I know I've sounded all passionate, like I have it all together in this going back into church season, and I just know what to say and all of that stuff. I mean, but Sunday I got hit with the blow. I got hit with a huge blow. Very, very uncomfortable. I had that, I think I'm going to vomit feeling again. I walked into church, had a wonderful friend who I totally appreciate, helped me carry my son to a seat. As I turned the corner, I was smacked right in the face with a former friend. And I know that can be one of the hard parts about going back into, especially your old church or a familiar church, is seeing those people again. Like I talked about in my first episode, you get so nervous that you think you're going to throw up, that you have such fear and anxiety when it comes to seeing people. And while I have been met with mostly love, this one particular person, seeing this person again terrifies me. Just every time I don't know, guys. I feel like it ripped open that wound again. And that's another reason why I want to do this podcast. I want to be honest with you guys. Like, I saw this person and I literally said out loud, because I try and be tactful, but sometimes I'm not. I literally turned the corner, saw this person, said, "Nope, my heart can't do that today." And I turned around and I went and sat somewhere else in church. And I just want you guys to know that it's okay to feel like that. It's okay to be like, I'm not ready for that. I'm taking all of these steps to get into church, to have a better relationship with Jesus, to get back into community with other believers. But it's totally okay if part of that journey takes a little bit longer than the others. No one's asking you to heal at like this fast forward rate. Like, you don't have to press fast forward on the button of your healing. And I just wasn't ready. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. Like, it's okay if you're not ready to do a certain thing. It's okay if you're not ready to jump back into ministry just because you went to church one time. It's okay if you're not ready to have coffee with that one person that asked you to have coffee. It's okay to tell them or to say, my heart's just not ready for that yet. It's totally okay for that. this one particular person has a lot of happy things in my past, but a lot of hurt as well. And my heart just wasn't ready. And I don't think anyone should feel bad for not feeling comfortable or feeling ready to do something. And that means for anybody. That even means with people in church dealing with me, like, or dealing with you coming back. Because we have to be respectful of the things that people are going through. Because yes, we left with church hurt, and we left with more baggage than we ever thought we would from church. But we also left. We left other people. We left. Sometimes we just cut off ties completely and we didn't talk to people that didn't hurt us. But we just left because they were associated with the church, and we cut off those friendships and all of those things. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have done that or you should have done that. That's up to you and your story. But both sides have to be respectful of when a person is ready to do something and when they're not ready to do something. I had coffee with a friend, and I told her, I just can't mix my ministry and church right now together for my own mental health. And that's okay. I mean, I have my podcast, I have my speaking arrangements, I write Bible studies, and all those things are separate from the church. They're not separate in my relationship with God. I just don't do women's groups or youth group right now because my heart's just not ready for that. My mental health just isn't ready for that. And that's okay, guys. That's totally okay if you're not ready mentally or spiritually or just emotionally. It's totally fine if you're not ready for that. But I do urge you to do the things to get ready for that, which is prayer and fasting and staying in your word and talking to the people that you do feel comfortable and ready to talk to about this. They might be able to shed some light on it. You know, God might be able to speak through them to you about the certain situation. I mean, I just went up to one of my friends and said, I think I want to barf right now. And she knew exactly what who I was talking about. She's like, it's okay. Just breathe. You'll be fine. And I was totally fine. Nothing bad happened again. Like, he didn't start throwing rocks at me and telling me all these terrible things about myself. I was fine. I sat in my seat. This person gathered their children and left. Everything was fine. But then in service, I just kept thinking about it over and over and over again. And I've just been just gnawing on it, I guess, since yesterday. But I just was like, Lord, what do you want me to talk about with this? Like, the Lord kept telling me he wanted me to talk about this. And in the message, the pastor was talking about the heart of a father and both prodigal sons and what they both did and that they were both his sons and all of this stuff, and just kept saying, oh, the heart of the father, the heart of the father. Just kind of meditate on that this week. And the Lord really just hit me with that, with the like compassion and the love that the heart of our Heavenly Father has for all of us, where our hearts might not be ready. And again, I still stand by, if it's not your time to talk to that person, then it's totally okay. But just really listen to what I have to say and maybe take it into the future moments with you. I don't want anyone to look at me for my past. And I know I've said that in both the last two episodes. So I don't want to look at anybody else for their past. I can't stand on a stage and speak to hundreds of women telling them about the love and acceptance of the Father and then get off on stage and say, I won't pray over Sally because of what she did to me 3 years ago. That's not the heart of the Father. That's not, like, we would be so upset if Sally did that to us. And she could have done that to us 3 years ago. And that's why we're not willing to do that to her now. But we got to be better than that, church. We got to love unconditionally, because that is the heart of the Father. The Lord really brought me to Romans for this. And he brought me to Romans 10, and it says, "For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And that just makes me think, like, especially in church, like, most of us, if not all of us, are saved. We're all calling on the name of Jesus. He is all our personal saviors and our Lord, and we love him, and we expect him to love us back and to give us all the blessings that we want. But don't do that for John. Don't do that for Mary because of what they did to me back in the day. It's like the other son, not the prodigal son, but his brother, how he was so angry that when the prodigal son returned, he just, like, didn't want to be a part of it. He was so mad. And you've seen so many movies on, like, Pure Flix and all that stuff where they just, like, show him throwing a freaking fit. And he's just not into it. And he just is so upset at his father, makes it feel like his father doesn't love him because his dad's excited that his brother's home. And how often do we do that in church? We get so upset when so-and-so gets asked to speak, but so-and-so did, like, terrible things to me, so why are they up on stage? Or even just with us, people can get mad that we're back. I'm sure there's some people that were not happy to see me and they just didn't say it because they were being, you know, decent human beings and being polite. But we have to, the heart of the Father, guys, the heart of the Father. Like, where are we in that, in accepting and trying to live out the heart of our Heavenly Father? Because if we do unto others, guys, if we want the Father to do that in our lives, why can't we pray over her or him? Why can't we look at them and go, "Hey, you know what? That was years ago. I'm going to love you the way Jesus loves you. Not so that I'm better than you, or that I show you my time away was better and I'm just this now sister super Christian. But so that we can have unity inside the church, because that's why so many of us left. There was a lack of unity, a lack of compassion, favoritism, cliques. But we can't come back into the church and do those things because we're trying to guard our hearts. I mean, if the Lord responded to us the way we responded to his people, we would not sing, "He is a good, good father." We would feel abandoned by him. So I may not have been ready to talk to that person. My heart may have not been ready, but I'm going to pray for that person. I'm going to think kindly of that person. Maybe next time I see them, I'll say hi. Maybe at one of my conferences, I'll pray over their significant other. Like, who knows, guys? We just have to be open. Like, leave room for a miracle. I was listening to Lisa Turkhurst, and I heard her say that, and it just hit so profoundly for this series for me. Just leave room for a miracle. Leave room for that unexpected person to come up and talk to you. I had a person from my past come up and who had been listening to the podcast and talked to me about some past hurt and some and different things like that. And I've been having that that happened since I've been walking boldly in the Lord and sharing my story and different things and leaving room for miracles. This series isn't for me to drag people. This series is to help people and to leave room for a miracle with Jesus. So are you guys leaving room for a miracle? Are you leaving room for healing? Are you leaving room to someday be ready to go talk to that person? Because like it says in Romans, there's no difference between them and us. There is no difference. And you could sit there and have your arms crossed and be pouty and say there is a difference because you know what? So-and-so hurt me. I have a long list of people that I could say that to. But that is ridiculous if I were to keep saying that. And then get on here and tell you guys that it's all going to be okay and that church hurt is just going to get healed. But I sit there and I cross my arms and I go, I'm not talking to that person. I won't talk to that person. I won't pray over them. I won't do ministry with them. That's ridiculous. And I'm going to be bold and I'm going to just go out at you guys for this. Because maybe one of you needs to hear this. You cared for that person at one point, and that's why you have such strong feelings towards them. You cared for that person. So there is empathy and compassion and understanding for those people inside of you because you had it once before. You just are holding those things back for fear of getting hurt. And we can't do that. I mean, the Lord makes people, even knowing that they're going to reject him, but he makes them anyways because he loves them. There's no fear of rejection, even though he knows it's there. He still wants to love them and be with them. And, you know, why can't we be the same with our church? If we want the church to be different, we have to treat it differently. We have to look at people, like it says in Romans again, that there's no difference. There's no difference. It may take us time to be ready, but at the same time, I do think we need to be bold. And whatever that looks like in your situation, whatever bold looks like, it's walking back in that church building. It's going to that women's conference. It's sitting next to or in the same row as someone from your past. It's saying hello to them. When you walk in the church door and you see them, it's letting your children play with their children. You know, not holding up an offense to a child thinking that they're going to hurt your kid. We have to see no difference and we have to love boldly because that is the heart of the Father, is loving boldly. He loves us so bold. That even when he knows we're going to reject him in a moment, he still goes out and he still loves us. And if we start doing that, it'll leave room for a miracle again, guys, but not just with that person, but in ourselves. It leaves room for that breakthrough miracle that we're all wanting and praying for when it comes to healing. I was talking to my husband about weight loss. I said I just had a baby, so I'm trying to lose that baby weight. And we were talking about how just the idea of losing weight is very easy. You eat right and you exercise. Because to gain weight, you eat badly and you don't exercise. It's either one or the other, and you have one or the other outcome. And I feel like that is church. We know what we're supposed to be doing. We know that it's, in theory, very easy to do. But we're still not doing it, but we're complaining about it. We complain that we haven't been accepted back or asked back or welcomed by a certain so-and-so. But are we doing those steps as well? Are we going up and talking to somebody? Are we walking back in that building for the first time? we think no one's going to welcome us back into that life, but we're still sitting in our living room gossiping about those people from the past, which we would be in an uproar if we knew they were doing the same thing about us. I just think that there's more for us, and I think that our testimonies of leaving and coming back into church or going through church girl rehab is meant for so much more. I think it, for those who are going through this season, it's meant to be a powerful thing. It's meant to help heal and find the lost. But it's also meant to heal and help the people that are around us too. The people in your church, the people sitting next to you in the pew. I want people to look at me and say, wow, Tasha loves everybody regardless. I mean, I don't want anyone gossiping, but it would be well worth the pain. If someone were to be like, have you heard her story? And one of the people sitting next to me when they tell my story to somebody is somebody that hurt me. Because that's showing Christ-like love. That's showing the heart of the Father. That's showing that there's no difference. I mean, Jesus forgave Peter when he denied him 3 times. Talk about rejection. He still loved him. He still accepted him back. He still forgave him. So are we doing that this week? I hope that we can all get to a place where we can have that sense of community that I know we all want in church, that love, that unconditional love from like-minded believers. That's my prayer, or my prayer for all of us and for the church. So again, thank you for listening today. I know it was a little bit different than the last two, but I hope that you are still able to glean something from this. Have a blessed week, you guys. Again, I appreciate you listening. This is Church Girl Rehab, and I am your host, Natasha Ingman. Be blessed.